Hi guys, this is Adil. Welcome to my podcast. I hope all the listeners had a great weekend. So, in our life, it is easy to set a goal. We do it all the time, staying motivated to achieve those goals. Well, that's a different story. Staying motivated is not something that happens naturally all the time. Rather, we need to be intentional about our behaviors to be sure we are staying on the right path. Unfortunately, people often take the wrong direction in finding motivation. They just blindly tie to huge goals that are just unattainable and use all of their energy to attempt to power through it all and get it done. In reality, a lot of this leads to burnout and willpower. Okay, people may have the question, how can I motivate myself every day? First of all, for getting yourself motivated, evaluate and reflect what's going on your life. Try to understand the situation. And after that, define your dream and goals. Find your purpose of existence. Try to understand what is your real goal. Find it first of all. Make your goals smart. Like, just make your goals specific, measurable. It should be attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. Don't ever have goals which are so unrealistic, which are not attainable, which are not realistic, which consumes more time. What goal are you working towards right now? Maybe it's getting in better shape or advancing in your career. Perhaps it's discovering how to be a better romantic partner or parent to your children. Whatever the goal, think about why you haven't reached it yet. What's holding you back from reaching your dream or your goal? The answers that first come to your mind might be external factors. You don't have the time, you don't have the skills, or you don't have the money. Why? These things might play a role in your lack of progress. What it really comes down to is a lack of self-motivation. In your driven and resourceful, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, as long as you have the willpower to achieve it. So, why do so many people find themselves lacking motivation? The strength to learn how to self-motivate all comes down to your psychology. First, you have to clearly know what it is you want. Why do you want to improve your connection with your partner? Is it so you can deepen the trust and love between you, ultimately creating a healthy relationship and long-lasting bond? Just think of the reason why you want to succeed and turn to this when things seem very tough and you need help with self-motivation. Then, you need to assess the emotion and meaning you are attaching to your success and failures. When you face a setback, do you tell yourself you are not good enough to succeed? If so, it's time to seriously change your psychology. If you want to have self-motivation, you need to be in the mindset that you are already motivated. When it's time to self-motivate, just think of the positive state you want to be in to get things done. How does your body feel when you are motivated? Where are your energy levels? What messages are you conveying with your body language? By tapping into the positive state that you associate with self-motivation, you'll be able to self-motivate more easily and often. So daily motivate yourself. That drives your energy level and helps you to reach your goal. Thank you, and stay tuned for furthermore podcasts from Aditya.